This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Ola, it's Miles. Thank you guys for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast.
Have you heard our newest podcast? It's called The Greatest Story Never Told.
Download it today on radio.com. Be sure to subscribe. New episodes are uploaded every Tuesday at noon.
We return to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Our question, who crashed into what? And here come your emails from the Men's Room at KISW.com. Couple emails from today's question, guys. I was working, needed to head home real quick. I was carpooling with my roommate, asked if I could use his car to run home. He said, cool, be careful. No texting while driving, all that. I honored that request, but while driving home, someone stopped suddenly. I was too close to stop, so I rear-ended him, sending him into the car in front. Total of five cars involved, bumper to bumper. I don't have my license at the time, so I panic. Initially, I was going to drive off. Then I told the cop that I was, in fact, my roommate. Realizing I was digging a hole for myself, I called the cop back over. Fess up, he tells me how bad of an idea is to lie, but he understood my panic and didn't lay any more charges on it. After all the paperwork is handled, I call my roommate, tell him I wrecked your car. He starts laughing because he assumed I was joking, as I tend to do. He then had to tell his dad, who was mad at him for letting me use the car, but then one of the people tried to take them to court, and my friend's dad had his insurance handle it, and I never had to pay a dime. All the guys love the show. When I was 18, I hit a cow in my car driving home from work after the closing shift at McDonald's. It was dark, and an oncoming car was flashing their lights at me, so I slowed down a bit. It was 55 miles an hour. All of a sudden, my headlights shined on a cow standing broadside in my lane with its head looking me with its huge eyes. I tried to slow down my old Mercedes 240D, but to no avail. I hit the cow, and her body landed on my hood with her head right next to the driver's side windshield. I called my mom to tell her I hit a cow, and she asked if I was sure it was a cow and not a deer. I said, come on, Mom, there's a big difference. Anyway, when the cop showed up, he thanked me for catching the cow. Apparently, people have been calling throughout the day complaining about a wandering cow. Further up the road, there had been a bad drunk driving accident around the same time, so I like to think that the cow may have saved me that night. I was fine, but my beast of a car was totaled, but the heifer did not make it. Her owner had to come and deal with her after she wandered off the road.
I know that heifer is a reference to a cow, but every time I hear it, that's not what I picture.
Thanks, guys. That's from Lisa. Guys, it's been a long time since I sent you guys an email. My crash was just a pathetic attempt to get a couple Coors Lights. My girlfriend at the time and I were fighting one morning, and she went to leave. I opened the passenger door to grab the beers that were in the car, and she gave it the gas while it was in drive. The car went into my neighbor's wood fence. We quickly reconciled and went to Home Depot to get wood. I managed to fix the fence before the neighbors got home. Peace, bitches. That from B-Money. As we move on to some of the birthday emails. Ola Bacholas, I'm wishing myself a happy 29th birthday from the great state of Michigan. Can I please have some turtle sex and the dirty Germans talking about me throwing brick all day? Thanks, guys. That from Big Dan.
Yeah, I did not know what you were talking about with this throwing brick all day. It'd be better if you got rid of the bruh and added the duh.
Yes, you know, I heard on the job sites, they call him Shaquille O'Neal. You can't shoot a foul shot, Mike. Bricks.
Mm-hmm. Big Dan says, P.S., I can't find Men's Room Original Red out here in the Midwest. Could you possibly help me out? Cheers. Big Dan.
Move!
To be perfectly honest with you, Big Dan, we might have other fish to fry. We've been talking about maybe coming up with a different kind of beer. lately, and one of the things that we have not done is talk to the fine folks at Elysian Brewing. So if we're going to make a phone call or talk to somebody, we're maybe going to steer ourselves in that direction, and then we'll ask about your Michigan situation.
We will ask, but it'll be second.
Yeah, they're going to be really fun with this call. Hey, man, we had an idea. What's your idea?
And we told listeners we're going to do it, so, you know, don't look bad.
Maybe do that. Yeah, you don't want to look bad on our behalf.
I mean, come on, we already said you're going to do
terrible.
It.
You're letting down Big Dan.
That's right. Don't let Big Dan down.
Don't make him throw a brick at your ass.
That's right. He's 29 years old. Very happy journey 30 to my amazing man, David. Can he get a Suck It Up cupcake, a Leroy Jenkins, and you guys talking all over each other about what Power Ranger is the best? Thank you, guys, from his loving lady, Charity.
So, suck it up, cupcake!
Let's do this, Leroy Jenkins!
Power Rangers. Arsenal wears it.
I know the one.
That is the one. I don't mind looking at, bro. Never a dude wearing the pink. It's always a hot chick. I can't see anyone other. Hell yeah, I'm all in.
Okay. Guys, it's my sister's birthday. Gentlemen, my big sister Tiffany, not crazy, turns the big
4-0. Is she older or big?
Can she get some shotgun gets from Thrill and Coach Ted giving her some advice on turning the big 4-0? Thanks, guys. That from Jacoby.
Get.
40's a big birthday. Woo! Hopefully you're getting out there and celebrating with a group of 5 friends or less. Maybe socially distance. Honestly, enjoy tonight. Have some drinks. Eat some chicken in front of a chicken. Eat a burger in front of a cow. And next year, you have a real bash. It's tough out there, man.
Yeah, it is.
Somebody said, I feel bad for you today. I was like, it's a damn birthday. I'll get over it.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Oh, guys, that was the end.
Wait. I got one more.
You got one more?
One more. Uh-oh. Yeah, all right. I do. It is my mother's 77th birthday today.
Nice. Wow.
And in spite of her spending over 7 decades, honestly telling me all the time, one day I'm going to give you back to your real mother. Well, I have some news. Maybe it's your real son that invited you over for dinner tonight. Crab cakes and shrimp upon request. You got it. Happy birthday.
Here you go.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Bitches.
Yaws of Dirty Germans brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Schweinefly.
Thank you, Mom. A couple extra emails here. All the Macholas, unlike most people around Christmas time, as far as what was stolen from your front door, I would order online and have packages stolen from my front porch all the time. Well, after being fed up, after a few years, I finally got the idea to take a poop in a box. I'd like to point out, it was a very nice-looking box and looked like it would have been something that would have been expensive inside. I would also tell my neighbors to not pick up this package, since we tried to look out for each other at the time to keep our packages from being stolen. I left it out for a full day while the family and I were gone from the house, and when I got home, no package. Haven't had a problem in my house since, and that was about 5 years ago.
That would tell me that that's probably the same person or same group of people snagging your stuff all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Or word got out among the Porch Pirate Convention and said, don't go to this address because dude will duke in a box.
Yep.
It's Porch Pirate. I don't know.
It's look, man, do you have a better name? Everyone knows what it is. It's just what they call people.
I know. It just, I don't, for whatever reason, I hate using the term.
Okay.
It's right. Thief.
It feels right. Just,
right. That's what it is.
Ola Men's Room, subject emus and Dale. Why do I get my Australian news from a radio show 1,300 kilometers away?
Because we're your brekkie show.
Anyway, emu is pronounced emu. Not emu.
Emu.
Thrill is indeed correct. We pronounced Dale as a dial.
Dial.
Not Dale. Rock on, bitches. That from Aaron from the Melbourne office of the Men's Room. In lovely Melbourne, Australia.
And that is the news he got. One, that we don't know to say emu, and that they do, in fact, say dial.
Yeah.
Does he know about legal emu?
Legal emu? Oh,
And Doug.
And Doug, right.
Jesus. Good morning, Aaron, by the way. Good morning. It's, what time is it?
I want to say we started 8 a.m. there, so it is 10:30.
10:30 Wednesday morning.
10:30, yes. Good morning. 10:30.
I hope he's enjoying his AFL season.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Let's see here. One more here. Ola Macholas, I just thought you guys needed to hear this. This is an actual nice email. We you know, like in these times.
Was it for us or was it supposed to go to like BJ's?
I don't know where it went to,
something.
But we got it. I just thought you guys need to hear this. I've lived in Washington all my life, and I've had a lot of exposure to different medias, TV, radio, internet, etc. for entertainment. I've seen some great stuff come from media, amazing TV shows like Breaking Bad or the first 4 seasons of Game of Thrones, a million things on the internet, all the music you can imagine. But the best, most entertaining thing I've ever enjoyed is the Men's Room radio show.
Oh.
It is consistent in how hands-down hilarious it is. Chemistry with the team is perfect in a weirdly volatile way, and you sons of bitches are so damn entertaining, I just can't find a way to stop laughing.
Weirdly volatile.
There's more. I know you guys are bummed about losing your syndication. That, yeah, to say the least. And I see that you think that's a loss, considering that's how all previous radio shows got famous. Yeah, it's true, too. But you guys operate in a new generation. Even though you aren't on syndicated radio, you have completely surpassed that. You're internationally heard. You have fans in Japan, Australia, Great Britain, Canada, everywhere. You live in the internet world. It's bigger than magazine or radio. And as far as I'm concerned, and hell, as far as millions are concerned, you guys are at the peak of radio. Number one show in the area. So
keep on rocking, man.
Hope to meet you guys at a non-COVID Red Festival someday so I can meet my favorite celebrities. Rock on, guys. Thanks for the kind words, Joe. We appreciate it.
Yes, friends, it's time once again for Sit and Spin. Let's gather around the old radio and listen to some swellerific new music.
Oh, look who it is. Ryan Cass on the house. Live from his home basement dungeon type studio. How you been, man?
I'm good. I just got off of another call where I went out and paced around in my backyard. That was nice.
Oh yeah. Making everybody dizzy.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. You know, I was talking to some people on the East Coast who were in a hurricane, and I was like, well, I can't leave and go anywhere, but it's 75 and sunny here.
Sure. So let you see that for a change, for a little role reversal. How did your...
The hurricane just blew over my house and knocked over my barbecue. I'm like, oh, the tragedy.
How did your whirlwind weekend go with the better half on her birthday?
Oh, you know, it was just crazy.
Was it crazy? Yeah. Did you get her anything?
She likes to do so much stuff.
Yeah.
And there's so many options right now. So we just did all the things.
Wow. That sounds like a great time.
Yeah.
It really does.
Yeah. I mean, there was takeout involved.
I just imagine you check so many things off the bucket list.
Oh, boy. And what a list it is.
Right.
Let me tell you.
Well, I guess it's unofficially official. We've got the word that basically 2020 has been completely shut down. So we're not assuming any concerts are coming our way or anything like this. But we can go back and kind of dream a little bit and talk concerts.
The only thing we can't cancel in 2020 is the year 2020.
Wouldn't it be nice to hit the reset button?
Right, like, mm-hmm. You know, let's just start over.
Yeah, because we know you had Zeppelin lined up for Red Festival for us this year, which would have been a huge deal.
It was going to be big. And actually, John Bonham was going to play the drums, too.
Pain in the Grass
was going to be a surprise to everybody, including John Bonham.
Right. Pain in the Grass was Guns N' Roses, Alice in Chains, and Tool. That's a sad thing.
Yep.
We can't do that this year.
Yep. And the new originals.
Sure.
And the new originals.
They were going to close it.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. They were headliners.
Exactly.
Nobody wants to follow that show.
Gunners were going to open because they didn't want to be embarrassed. That's how that went down. But today you brought
Did
a
you
list.
Did you enjoy that last band?
Yeah. No. And we've all been to this place. You go see your favorite band, and they kill it. You know what I mean? It's an amazing show, or maybe it's just an okay show. But you go see the band, and the one song that you want to hear is the song typically, for whatever reason, that night they do not play.
Right, because if you love the band, it's probably not one of the singles.
Right, and that's where the disconnect is. So you've got, if you're a big, big fan of the band, you're going to like something off of the album that maybe was never a single and you don't hear all the time. But a lot of people, when they go, like if you go see Guns N' Roses, for example, you're going to be really disappointed if they don't play Sweet Child of Mine. You know, you may not necessarily be there for Night Train.
But don't worry, they're going to play Sweet Child of Mine.
So you've been to those shows where, I mean, I've seen Pearl Jam where they didn't do like a live, and that was fine with me. But, you know, some people were there like, how are you not going to do a live, bro?
Right.
Well, I would have been one of those people.
They've got 55 other songs that they can play, and you know all those
right.
things. Today, what we have is the bands themselves and the song that they tend to play the most live. So when they do have a concert, this is a guarantee. I mean, like, Neil Diamond's not going to go out and not play Sweet Caroline.
He can't. He'd be murdered.
He would be. So these bands play these songs, or this particular song, more than any other song in their catalog.
Okay. All right.
So you take these bands and you take their set list of every show they ever played. This is the number one song that they always, always play.
Okay, so what is the first band we're dealing with here?
So these are going to go in alphabetical order, and we're starting at L for Linkin Park at number 10.
Linkin Park. Who do we think Linkin Park is? Linkin Park? Crawling, maybe?
Yeah.
You're going to want to assume it's something older, right? It's going to be something off that first album.
Okay. So the band is Linkin Park.
I mean, Crawling is what I was going to say, but that wasn't like the first hit off that album, was it? This is tougher than I thought.
Okay, all right, here we go.
Number 10.
I tried so hard and got so far. But in the end, it doesn't even matter. I had to fall.
Sorry, Miles, we got second place.
Yeah. That's a song about
Step Closer was the first big song off of the album. That was the breakthrough song for Linkin Park. But the big, big, big hit off of that album, which came a little bit later, was In the End.
Right.
And they played it at every
Castle,
show.
Have you thought about playing this on our station? I think people would like it.
Linkin Park?
Yeah.
No, people don't like that.
That's a song about no-go relations. A lot of people thought it was about other things. But okay, so who is our next band? We'll see if we can guess their most popular song.
The next band is one of Thrill's favorite bands of all time, Kiss.
Kiss.
Rock and roll all night.
It's got to be rock and roll all night.
Zero I mean, it's a safe about bet. This.
Okay, all right, here we go.
Number 9.
Yeah. Look, I actually hate this song. I really do. I hate this song, but the good news about it is if you go to a Kiss concert, you don't have to stay for it because it's the last song they
always
play. They're never going to play it before the final frickin' song of the night, and that's when I know it's time to go.
I don't think they've ever not played this song since
everybody.
They released it,
right? I'll ride Seattle ever. We didn't forget about you in concrete.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know that's true.
Uh-huh.
Anybody from Mount Vernon in the house tonight?
All right, who's our
how about all those crazy people from Granite Falls?
Who's our
you
next
know,
band?
They're the ones that are on methamphetamines.
Yeah. Woo.
All right, next up, speaking of meth, is Kid Rock.
Kid Rock.
Oh, bow to bow?
Yeah, bow to bow to bang bang a biggie biggie bang. Got it.
8, number 8.
You know, I've heard Ted sing the song with, again, the headliner New Originals.
I think Ted had pneumonia that day.
Yeah, that was the problem.
Wait,
I practiced
you didn't
it.
Sing it?
No, I had pneumonia. Somebody else sang it and butchered it.
Oh, yeah,
butchered it. Yeah, that was the worst New Originals show ever. We didn't play for like 2 years after that.
Oh, so I remember like, that show. Dumb.
I had to take a hiatus. You guys got in a big fight. I remember that.
Castle, I'm glad you remembered that.
About Showbox Soto.
I just remember doing the practice and Ted, because you'd scream, "My name is Ted Smith."
Yeah, and then literally I got pneumonia the week of that show.
My name is Ted Smith.
Yeah. Dude couldn't get 3 words out without going.
Oh, okay, these are 10 songs that rock bands play live the most.
On, I should probably tell you the number of times these bands played these songs too. So Linkin Park 747 times on In the End. Kiss Rock and Roll All Night, you ready for this? 2,213 times. And then 372 for Ba Wada Ba.
Okay, who's our next band?
The next band is Guns N' Roses, who we all saw just the other night at T-Mobile Park.
Wow. Yeah, oh, what a great show.
Unbelievable. They opened up for, the New Originals. What?
I'm going to guess Welcome to the Jungle. I mean, it's just too...
I'm going Sweet Child of Mine.
Yep. Yep.
Gotta be Welcome to the Jungle.
Come on, Jungle. Yeah! They even add the monkey sound effects live.
Isn't it strange, Ryan Castle, that this edgy rock and roll band from L.A., they take a weekend and come up to Seattle and they write Welcome to the Jungle because they thought Seattle was such an asshole? can you believe that?
They wrote Paradise City on their way home from Seattle.
Oh, I see. How many times did they end up playing that?
921 times.
921.
I can listen to it that many times in a row.
Okay.
Yeah, what's any college football game you go to, you hear that in the tailgate thousands of times.
And at kickoffs.
What's up next?
Next is Green Day.
Green Day.
Oh, Dookie.
Dookie?
Dookie is an album.
Yeah.
Damn
say,
it.
Sing the chorus. What,
you know
what song
is it? I'm going to go Time of Your Life.
Oh, that's strong.
Just because it's a popular song.
That band had been around for almost a decade by
that's
the time
a,
Time of Your Life came
out. All right. 10 songs a rock band's play live the most. Green Day.
Number 6.
Yeah, so The Mummy, surprisingly, is the number one song. I would have thought it would be Basket Case, which was their first big hit.
Yeah.
926 times they played Longview.
That is about masturbation, right? Bite my lip and close my eyes.
It is for me.
Way to Paradise? Okay, just making sure.
Do you bite your lip and close your eyes?
What's our next band?
Foo Fighters.
Ooh. Everlong?
Everlong? I'm
Everlong?
Guessing Everlong.
Everlong? Everybody Everlong? Everlong?
Number 5.
Everything that ever been is meant forever. Oh, you gotta play this one. gotta play Evergone. That's 1,044 times that way.
1,044.
But I, honest to God, I feel like Foo Fighters is one of those bands. In my opinion, they're so good that if they did not play this song, if you've never been to Foo Fighters, you've never seen high energy like Dave Grohl, right? If they didn't play the song, I wouldn't care.
Also, they're one of the few bands on this list so far that has like two or three versions of that song. Sometimes it does an acoustic thing and all.
But
that.
Also, it's Foo Fighters. So just the show is just hit after hit after hit.
It really
like,
is.
You're going to know every single song. It's not going to matter. It's not going to be like, I don't even know what this is, unless they do like a Jerry Rafferty cover that you've never heard before.
Well, people know Baker Street, buddy. 10 songs that rock bands play live the most. Who is the next band, Ryan?
Def Leppard.
Def Leppard. Oh, my gleam of rock of ages.
All right, no, wait. It's possible that it should be from Pyro. Oh,
it's Photograph.
Headed for it, not with the Heartbreak song.
Oh, no. That's my guess. Photograph based
heartbreak,
on age.
Heartbreak.
Ted?
I.
You want some sugar on you?
Oh, pour some sugar on
you
me?
You take the sugar?
That's true.
I'll take the
sugar.
I'm
going to take the Photograph. You take the sugar.
I'm taking the Heartbreak.
All right, here we go.
Again, you got to remember, Pour Some Sugar on Me, when Hysteria came out, that band had been around for 10 years-ish at that point.
How many times has...
I always forget.
How many times has...
Rock of Ages, ready for this? 1,949 times.
How many times have they played it with a two-armed drummer? Because he had two arms.
949 times.
Right? Yes, exactly.
He had two arms when they recorded it.
These are the bands, the rock bands that play the live song the most. We've made it to number three. Who's our next artist there?
Alice Cooper.
Alice Cooper, School's Out.
Either No More Mr. Nice Guy, 18, or...
I'm saying No More Mr. Nice Guy.
Ted,
No More
Mr. Nice Guy. Only Women Bleed, or are you going to go... No?
That's the name of a song. Okay. Right. He's not setting you up.
All
right. Four, kids, school might be out forever.
Completely.
This song's really dated.
Well, this is like, what, 1974, 75? So how many times is this in the thousands?
Yeah, consider how long Alice Cooper has been playing this song and the fact that I don't know that there was ever a hiatus in Alice Cooper's career. Dude has just been on tour forever. So not only is this his number one song, this is the number one song on the list at 2,784 times.
Jeez, a whiz. 10 songs that rock bands play live the most. Who's the next?
Next is also an Alice in Chains.
It's got to be Man in the Box, or is it Rooster?
Man in the Box, older.
Right. Facelift came out first. I'm going to go Man in the Box.
I'm Man in the Box.
Yeah.
Man in the Box.
Count me in. Number two.
Rooster's got to be number two.
You would think.
So 793 times here, and if you come see the new originals play it, Stephen Thrill Hill plays half the drum set.
Yes.
His entire body.
Unbelievable.
It happened once. We supposed to be. By the way, Cass, I'll show my kids that video over the weekend of me crashing through the drum set by accident. They thought that was the funniest goddamn thing they'd seen.
Because it was.
Yeah. It really
it
was.
No, it was great. It was great. And, you know, had we stopped the song, it would have been a tragedy. But the fact that we managed to peel you out of there and
just
finish the
playing.
Song, it was the highlight of the entire night.
I know.
So, Jay, these are 10 songs the rock bands play live the most. We made it to number one. Who's our number one artist?
AC/DC. That's the tough one.
It's got to be You Shook Me.
Maybe, yeah, that's, man. But keep in mind,
You Shook Me is 1980. I mean, that band had been playing shows forever.
So you got a whole lot of world. You got all the stuff that Bon Scott sang.
Dirty Deeds.
Yes. Dirty Deeds,
you got to go
maybe.
Way back.
I don't know. Ted? Hell's Bells?
Whole lot of Rosie?
You know what?
I'm going to say a whole
Hell's
lot of Rosie.
Hell's Bells?
All right.
I'm still going with You Shook Me.
Hell's Bells on the same album. Number one.
She's got the jack. Get out of here.
I would not have guessed this in
a million years. She worked for a tow truck company.
AAA.
Yeah, exactly. Shot in Australia.
She's just a bartender, guys.
Or she shows up at 2 a.m. In a clutch move with a bunch of jumbo jacks.
Or Jack is a nickname for some kind of venereal disease.
Ryan Cassidy, thank you so much. We appreciate it. There you go on Sit and Spin, 10 songs that rock bands play live the most.
Thanks,
you
guys.
Are listening to The Men's Room. Thank you, brother.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Men's Room is in progress. 99.9 KISW and KISW HD1 Seattle.
All right. We are minutes away from drinking and toasting with a shot of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way 1 hour from now. But first, quick check-in with Mike Hawk and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
All right, the smallest known dinosaur has just been reclassified as a lizard instead of a dinosaur.
Were dinosaurs lizards? I mean, they were reptiles, right?
Reptiles, right.
Yeah, right.
So what makes a lizard a lizard, even though a lizard is, in fact, a reptile, just that it's tiny? Mm-hmm.
I may have better knowledge on this if I had worked on it, but I didn't.
Did you see the picture of this thing?
Little bird. It looked like a hummingbird.
It looked like a hummingbird with teeth.
Yeah. Right.
But then later on, you get, like, saber-toothed tigers and woolly mammoths, so you get the bigger mammals after the dinosaurs disappear.
Sure. Yeah. But I recognize that they're mammals.
But you gotta get the lizards gone first.
But the lizards are still here. It's just not dinosaurs.
Right.
Right,
yeah, got Komodo dragon. Technically, what you're saying is they are dinosaurs.
I don't know if it's a dinosaur. I believe I always learned that dinosaurs were in fact lizards. Yeah, right.
They're little tiny lizards.
It's just we have contested on this program for years that the crocodile, the alligator, they're dinosaurs.
They are dinosaurs.
So are little tiny lizards.
Exactly. Yeah. You're that little gecko that's on car insurance.
He's a dinosaur of some kind,
right? Yeah. They don't all have to be stomping around and killing people in order to be a dinosaur.
Turtles have been around for, you know what, hundreds of years.
Exactly.
Amphibian.
Chickens?
Oh, but they're still dinosaur, I think.
Horseshoe crab?
Dinosaur.
Okay.
Chickens? Dinosaur.
Chickens are the roots of dinosaurs.
Right.
So technically, it's a dinosaur. 2020.
Well, dinosaurs would be the roots of chickens.
Correct.
It's 2020.
So chickens are dinosaurs.
The hell with those scientists.
I want two dinosaur eggs over easy.
This is the whole Pluto debate all over again.
I want dino nuggets.
Yeah, right? And Pluto's a planet again, right?
No.
Oh.
No. I'm with Ted. I thought they did retract that.
Yeah, I think they were like, Pluto, get... Damn it! Pluto, get back in here, you planet son of a bitch!
First of all, that is precisely how NASA scientists do these... When did you hear? I don't believe that Pluto's been reclassified as a planet. I think it's a planetoid or something.
That means small planet.
When they did that, Pluto was no longer allowed at the world.
That's right.
Mickey had to kick him out.
Yeah, because you're not official anymore. You're nothing.
Get out. A man in Italy broke three toes off of a statue after posing for a photo in a museum.
He was sitting on it.
Right.
He was sitting on the statue.
He was posing the way the statue is. So the statue is kind of like in that Playboy pose, right?
Right.
And then he did the same thing, and broke the toes off of
him. I was thinking it was more of the Burt Reynolds pose, but whatever.
You know what? That's fair. He did that pose.
He was laying on his side with his elbow up and his hand on his cheek.
That was a lot of hair, man. Yeah.
I feel like I worked those.
I think my mom masturbated to that picture. Centerfold and Cosmopolitan. I think she masturbated to it.
We can only hope. Yeah.
The bandit.
A woman ordered a marble cutting board off of Amazon and was shocked to find that the marble image looked way too much like a penis.
It looks exactly like a penis.
It does not look like a penis. It looks exactly like. Can we post that picture somewhere?
I don't think I can.
You think you can?
It's going to get taken down if I do that.
Who's going to take that down?
Mark.
Yeah. Mark Zuckerberg.
Is Mark a penis hater?
I'm just saying, I don't want the phone call from the boss like, did you just post a penis onto our Facebook page?
No, we posted a picture of a marble cutting board, but there was striations, whatever you call it. Nature decided to pull a ha-ha. And I mean, you look at this, it honest to God, a buddy of ours, Marshawn, said earlier, it looked like someone, you know, people that draw with chalk.
Sure.
If you drew a penis with chalk, it looks precisely like that.
It has way too much detail to be an accident, though.
I don't know. You
can't post that picture of Zuckerberg with that grease on his face in Hawaii and not allow penis to go up. I mean, like, this is like something
post the link.
What was Freddy Krueger's name?
Robert England.
You know what? I'll get us in trouble and not the station in trouble. Go to the Men's Room Facebook page. I'll try to post the link. Yeah, and not the have the.
You're not posting the picture of a penis. Look. You're posting the picture of something that looks remarkably like a penis.
Do you know how much time we'd save if we got banned on the show from Facebook? That would be amazing. We would save a ton of time.
And insults.
The majority of the U.S. population is now under the age of 40.
All right, good hunting, boys.
Nice work, Ted.
Just doing my part.
Okay. You still there?
Yeah. Most of the population on Facebook is baby boomers.
That's why Facebook isn't as cool now.
No.
TikTok.
A customer at a Burger King was caught on camera slapping an employee across the face.
By the way, I hope that guy gets his ass beat by somebody.
Sure. What the hell are you doing?
Is this the one you showed me?
Yeah.
He slaps that guy because he know he can, and that guy's not going to do a damn thing, which makes that guy the punk.
You know the guy's not going to do anything back. But, Miles, now you sound all sympathetic today. Yesterday, this is what Miles says to me. Hey, man, you ever seen a video of someone who you know for a fact has never been hit in the face? And, I mean,
you know,
you're not wrong.
Like, you know when someone's never been punched before, president. I mean, it's just, like, you can tell someone's never really been jabbed.
Yeah, that poor bastard is in legit shock. He just got snapped.
That's what I'm saying. You always know when someone is not ready for someone to do that because it's never happened.
It, man, he,
I mean, I got my head beaten into a, you know, sink in a high school dance, so I know what it feels like to smack porcelain about 8 times before you pass out. Like, this guy's never had anything hit him in the face.
Here's how that link shows up. Moving on here.
Oh, God.
I can't post that.
Is it blurred out?
No, it's not blurred out at all. It's
that
bad.
That thing is a nice penis.
I'm still going to take the photos down and get it on there.
It looks like the x-ray of a penis.
At least 8 inches. Good girth. That's a big one.
A new study found that pigs interact with people a lot like dogs do.
That's why people have pigs as pets.
Yeah, I've heard that for a while, but they said pigs are a little bit smarter than dogs.
Right. They, mm-hmm. We don't have to solve their problems like we do with dogs or something like that.
You mean like, hey,
I'm
going to
start
taking
pigs.
Which is amazing.
Oh, wow.
Face, man.
I ain't touching that. I'm moving on.
But that's saying something, Mike, because dogs are smart, man. They know exactly what's going on. So you think if a pig is more intelligent than that.
Yeah, but can your dog get a blade of grass out of its ass?
I mean,
because then you go like, hey, man, you stumbled into this.
Based on what you said this morning, they probably can if they lick it up.
Oh, God.
All right, let's have some fun. A new study found the most popular imported beer in every state.
The state of Washington, I'm going with Modelo.
Modelo, you've been wrong, Ted.
It's not.
Well, everybody I know is drinking.
What do you think of it?
There are three major imported beers that made the list.
Heineken, one of them?
No, it is not.
Okay, Corona.
Corona is one of them.
Modelo.
Modelo is two.
Guinness has got to be up there.
Guinness is number three.
Northeast.
So here's the thing. The numbers are absolutely, it's not even close. The number one made 32 states. The number one imported beer is across 32 states. Correct.
Corona.
That is Corona.
It's gotta be Corona.
The next one is in 10 states.
Guinness.
No, Guinness is in third place
Modelo.
With 8.
Modelo.
And Modelo is in with 10.
What's wrong with a Modelo, Tecate, any of those great summertime Mexican beers, man? They go down so easy. Even if you drink a Negra Modelo, that's a really easy drinking darker beer. You can have that in the fall and the winter, and you can drink 4 or 5 of them. So at least you can drink these beers.
So there's a trend here as far as the Modelos go. Are they more along the northern, the southern, the eastern, or the western states?
Southern, southwest.
Western.
Mr. Hill?
Western.
You nailed it, Miles. It is across the southwestern. Actually, it covers a lot of the south. California, Nevada, Arizona, New Mexico, Colorado, Texas, Louisiana.
It's almost like they have a high percentage of Latin Americans there.
No, it's Georgia, Florida, and actually Illinois.
Whoa! And Illinois, of course.
Isn't it crazy that Guinness is like big in Massachusetts?
Whoa!
Man! It's not. No, Massachusetts wants Corona.
Oh, you're kidding me.
Oh,
so who's got Guinness? New York? Zap! Where are the Irish people?
I don't know, Miles. You tell me.
I don't know. I'm not working on this. I just know they're not drinking Guinness in Florida.
So what we have as far as Guinness goes, and I don't actually have the names of the states, so I got to guess on some of these. Virginia is one.
Do you have a map?
I do have a map.
You don't know the states by the way the map looks?
I think that one's Delaware right there.
Oh, my God.
I'm not entirely positive. No, that's Maryland, Ted. Ted, that's Maryland right there.
Correct.
I'm just making sure of that. We also have Vermont and New Hampshire have Guinness, as well as Maine.
Northeast, yeah.
Right.
And that makes Guinness boring.
And then there's two Midwest states that like Guinness.
Chicago? What are your guesses?
Illinois?
Midwest, I get tripped over the states.
No, I know these states. I know which two these are.
Illinois?
It is not. No, Illinois likes Modelo.
Okay.
No, wait, that's Indiana, my bad.
Damn.
North Dakota.
Thank you, Ted. North Dakota is one of them. And what goes right next to North Dakota?
South Dakota?
No, right next to it. That's underneath
Minnesota?
It. Minnesota.
Okay.
Now it helped that I got to look at his map.
How do you not know your states?
Because I lived on the West Coast, man.
I know I lived on the East Coast.
I'm out here where all the states are big, and I can know what these ones are. The East Coast, I don't have a doggone clue what's out there.
We're going to find out on BuzzFeed if you pick these selections from a food court mall, how old you are. That way you learn your states.
There we go. Let's move on to the good news stories. Three sailors that went missing in the Pacific were found after writing an SOS message in the sand.
Why did they write sauce? I don't know. Keep flying.
A kid set a world record for solving a Rubik's Cube on a pogo stick.
You know what? I'm going to punch that kid in the face.
That's impressive.
Right?
That means he was holding on with one hand on that bar. And then doing it with one hand on the other.
That's why I want to punch him, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Two 90-year-olds have been reunited after one of them went into surgery, and they couldn't see each other due to the virus, and it's the longest that they've been apart.
Oh. How long were they apart?
A few weeks at this point, probably months even.
All right.
Major surgery with the coronavirus going on.
See, they say longer life goes on, the better it gets.
Sounds like he's ate a dog.
Damn, Ted. Like he's dating a dog. Doctors may have found an old drug that that can get patients off of ventilators faster.
And it's in my cabinet.
Mm-hmm.
Adderall.
A carjacker in Colorado was caught with a stolen car, and Mr. Sandman is to blame.
Why is that?
Tell you all about it 1 hour from now.
Think of my cock headlines are on the way 1 hour from now. In the meantime, let's get a contestant online for Profile This. We'll take caller 9 at 206-421-ROCK. All right, Mike, have we made it to drinking time?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.